Gail is in the studio with me now. Thanks for coming in, Gail.
Thanks, Austin.
So the meeting started out kind of with a little bit of talk about Phil's world, and then Mike Schmidt, the wildlife biologist who wrote the environmental assessment, kind of talked about the vague language. You want to talk a little bit more about that?
Yes, he actually said he was sorry. He apologized for a sentence that had caused some confusion just because the sentence structure was very convoluted, I guess, and everyone apologized for that.
One thing that came from that apology was kind of the clarification on the BLM's part and on Parks and Wildlife part that nobody moved the nest.
Yes, and that did seem to come out pretty clearly, and it seemed as though the commissioners, specifically Chairman Larry Dunn-Sukla, understood that and accepted the idea that probably it was not ever moved by a human being, that it was the eagles that had moved to a different site.
Sukla did take a little bit of time and tried to point towards the landowner and possibly said he wouldn't be telling the truth. Did he follow up with that much? Or?
No, it sounded like the after listening to the different biologists talk about what eagles do and the fact that they have several nests sometimes in their sort of home turf, it sounded like the commissioners accepted the idea that the eagles were moving from place to place.
So that really did take up the main part of the meeting, would you say that?
Yes, the discussion about the eagles certainly dominated the meeting with the BLM.
What were the main things they talked about?
I think one of the issues, and the commissioners asked a lot of questions about this, was what constitutes a disturbance and, you know, how harmful is it to an eagle if a bicyclist rides by? And the biologists said, of course, they don't know exactly, but they said one of the concerns is even if an eagle doesn't necessarily abandon a nest because of the proximity of other folks, they may not spend as much time on it, and therefore they may not take as good care of their young. And this could lead to lower production, is what they call it, the biologists call it, that fewer of the young eagles would survive.
Right. The commissioners seemed to want to know some specifics about eagles, and it seemed like the biologists couldn't quite give it. They
couldn't answer all their questions,
right,
for sure.
Mm-hmm. Right, and they said in a lot of cases that they just don't know because they don't monitor the eagles all the time. They can't be in too many places at once.
And plus they brought up the fact that even monitoring the eagles can disturb them. So they only go out there maybe twice a year at the most to see, is there an eagle on the nest? Okay, we're out of here.
Right. So despite the lack of specifics, the commissioners seem to be pretty happy with the BLM's answers. Would you say that?
Yes, they seem to understand. I think it was a very good discussion. It seemed like all parties were kind of on board with what was going on with the eagles and with the difference in behavior and so on and protected status of bald eagles versus golden eagles. The one in question here at the Phil's World area is a golden eagle.
Yeah. So did this pretty much clear things up?
It seems as though it did. It seemed that the commissioners were kind of done with their concerns about that, and they're just eager to hear what the BLM decides about the proposed expansion of the trail system.
Now, as you reported previously, they haven't given a timeline on that.
No, and they said that they're not going to. They have 65 different people that commented, and they're working through those comments to see what issues they brought up and whether they need to be addressed more than they already are in this environmental assessment.
And the majority of those comments did favor an expansion, but the BLM made clear at this meeting that that would not be, it's not an electoral process.
Right. They favored the greatest expansion. There's several different alternatives, but the proposed action is to have the largest expansion, and which would mean the smallest buffer area for the golden eagle nest. And that's the one that most people seem to favor.
Okay. So it seemed like a pretty productive meeting.
It seemed like a very productive meeting, and it was very civil, and everybody seemed to get along.
Always good to hear.
Yes.
Thanks for coming in, Gail.
Thanks, Austin.